An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own.
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show start.
Well, hello, everyone. Hey, y'all. There was not an episode last week. I was under the weather. But there is an episode this week. And this is my immediate reaction to Big Bang's comeback. I am already emotional to begin with, not this withstanding. That's my Discord you hear in the background of everybody processing their excitement. I'm nervous because I feel like in watching this, this is self-evident that this is the conclusion of who and what they were, and I'm just you turn on the video. It premiered 51 minutes ago at the time of me recording this, and on the screen there's Psalm 30:11 from the Christian Bible, those of you who might not be religious, and it says, "Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness." Now, that might not make a lot of sense to you, so I'm going to tell you in far easier context what that means. I'm going to reference the Message Bible because that's going to make it a little bit easier to put this in terminology that's not seeping in confusion. So with that, it says, "You did it. You changed wild lament into whirling dance. You ripped off my black mourning band and decked me with wild flowers." The next verse of that is, "I'm about to burst with song. I can't keep quiet about you. God, my God, I can't thank you enough. I'm tearing up. Oh my God." Okay. Oh, I didn't expect to have that immediate reaction. Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and listen to this. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. Pause. Oh, I'm about to cry for real. We're starting with Taeyang. "At sunset next year, a blooming spring, a midsummer night's dream." Okay. Just go back, Ashley. Jesus Christ. Oh, okay. I'm okay. Come on, grown father vocals. Oh, man. "Feeling fall, then winter snow. Four times a year, spring comes again." He's sitting by a lamb, which from a biblical standpoint, that's your redemption. I'm not going to be able to handle this as a person who believes in a higher being. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm not crying just yet, y'all. I'm already congested. That's allergies talking. "Spring is a sense of renewal and letting go of the storms of the past on a symbolic standpoint." And Youngbae is sitting in these doggone spring flowers with a lamb beside him as a sense of redemption. I'm not crying yet. I just sound awful. Oh, Jesus. "Goodbye now to my beloved young days." Look at that man's hair. I'm sorry. I did not mean to wake you up, puppy. I'm so sorry. I got a puppy since the last time y'all heard from me. Her name is Nugget. She was asleep. Daesung look good. He looks very handsome. I cannot articulate it in the ways I want to because I am insistent upon cleaning up this show and not having a lot of my colorful commentary with vulgar words because I want advertising. So, "Goodbye now to my beloved young days. This doggone soft curl he got, this curly perm is hurting. Our beautiful spring, summer, fall, winter." That man is gorgeous. "For seasons with no reason." Look at Jenna. "After the rain, instead of sadness, comes a happy end." Yes, God, it does. G-Dragon looks like something we've never seen before. He got a seven-colored rainbow slanted like a sneer. "Past the seasons without maturing, I can't." Okay, he going a little bit fast. "Immature, long gone without maturing." Marching Vivaldi, talking about art. You know, I really missed seeing my damaged hair idol. I did. Greeting the seasons of today. Finally, the four at last. Oh, help me, sweet Jesus, precious Father. Oh, God. Oh, Top's voice. Boy, looking over at the sky. First and foremost, he's got on a rabbit mask. And quite honestly, that is a beautiful thing to prevent us from hurting ourselves. Looking at this man. His voice. Okay, okay. Doing well throughout the four seasons. Goodbye. Those who left and those who came, the world above our head. I'm leaving Inspirations Amazon. Oh, bearing all the trauma from past nights. Okay, I'm crying now. Oh, I'm crying. I'm crying because this is not just for the group, what he's saying. This is his own individual journey. Oh, my God. I don't think I'll ever get over the fact that we almost lost him. And the transparency, the honesty that he shared in his front page interview for a Hong Kong magazine, which I most certainly bought and read. Oh God, excuse me, y'all, I'm sorry. He finally verbally said that he tried to commit suicide. And y'all, I ain't never been that far in the dark, but I love a lot of people who have. And just to see them move past it and to just thrive is overwhelming. How much joy it can put in your life. This man don't know me worth a dime. But his journey he shared with all of us in his own way, in his own time. And I'm just grateful to God that he found redemption and a reason to continue to be on this side of the living. Oh, man. Okay. A round trip ship running, risking its life to start anew. I'm going to change more than before. A good person more and more. You better sing, baby. With the morning dew, burying my anger in the past. Working on that, personally. Oh, he took the rabbit mask off and he's just beautiful. God. Why did the Jesus? You didn't have to flex so hard when you made him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm pulling my face. The levels of emotions are just insufferable. My puppy is so confused. I'm sorry, Nugget. This man is fine. Jesus Christ, superstar. Oh, he's so beautiful. Don't walk away. But you got to. I missed the boy and girl who cried and laughed. My eyes, I keep remembering those glorious and loving days. The season passed hopelessly as days go by. Going through our hearts by staining red and bruising blue. You better sing, R&B King. For the day, the moment that will come again someday for you. Puppy, don't eat the string. Puppy, please spare me. I'm in a vulnerable space. Our beautiful spring, summer, fall, winter. Oh. Handsome men who have been through so much, endured so much. Wow. Top walks away. GD remains. Oh, it's just four chairs. Please come together. I value the fact that the chairs are wooden folding chairs this time instead of the thrones that they sat on in Fantastic Baby. That era is gone. That time is done. Kwon Ji-young, and don't say G-Dragon. He introduced us to himself and retired G-Dragon in a sense a few years ago. At sunset next year, a blooming spring, a midsummer night's dream. This was emotional as hell and it didn't have to be. Feeling fall, then winter, snow, spring, summer, fall, winter. Wow. 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 Oh, okay. Having the brown folding chairs. Not don't get me wrong, you know, a video is a video. And it it's always open to a vast array of interpretation. But going back to the chairs, the four folding chairs that are sitting beside each other with none of them sitting in it, for the psychology of the color brown, hold on, y'all. Puppy, please wait a minute. I wish my dog could just talk to y'all and say she tired of me. But colors have meanings and they vary in cultures. However, I just want to give you a little bit of a breakdown about the color of brown when it comes to psychology and symbolism. It's earth, so it grounds you, of course. It's solid, and it's associated with security, you know, that sense of being safe and dependability and resilience that these men, and I can't even call them young men, I mean, when they still young, anybody who under 50 is considered young still, but hell, I think 62, that's not what we're here for. I know, mama, I'm stressed. Their resilience, ladies and gents and thems who are listening, with the sound effects of my puppy in the background. What a color to pick. And what a color to use in some folding chairs. Folding means you can close it up and be done. You see what I'm saying? Do you hear? Do you understand where I'm going with this? This is a single and not a whole album to my knowledge that's been released. They are letting us know we are coming up on the end of this. This is about to be a wrap. And they gave us such a beautiful song, much the same that 21 did right before everything came closing in on them. We are witnessing the beginning of the end of Big Bang. And they earned it. They earned it. You understand? They absolutely did. This was everything I needed and nothing else I needed. I need to go cry now. Bye, y'all.